The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you for the day. When you think about the first Christians, take care not to idealize them in your minds. They had all the same faults we had. They quarreled with one another, they fought one another, and they took one another to court. And that's what St. Paul was so upset about here in our first reading to the Corinthians. It wasn't so much that there's anything wrong with going to court, but rather the courts in Corinth had a reputation for being corrupt. Judges openly accepted bribes. And it was like organized crime. Openly accepting bribes in exchange for favorable rulings. And these Christians who are supposedly living a different life and by a different morality, they're now becoming conspirators and participants in the corruption of society. That's what St. Paul was so upset about. And that's why St. Paul says, you know what? Why don't you just let yourselves be cheated? I mean, why not just put up with injustice? Now, he's speaking in hyperbole, okay? However, underneath those rhetorical questions, there's an important point. Namely, that it's better to suffer injustice than it is to cause injustice. It's better to be a victim of somebody else's sin than it is to victimize somebody with a sin of your own. Big subjects. Important subjects directly related to forgiveness and healing and the power of Christ's cross. Important subjects to raise this day, because everybody knows what this day is. Everybody knows what happened on September 11th, right? 2001. The world was changed. And we were suddenly forced to answer very difficult questions, like, what do we do in the face of monumental injustice? What do we do? What's our response? And in addition to that question, Christians had to face an even more burdensome question, namely, how do you forgive? Now understand, it's an additional question, not a separate question. Forgiveness and justice, they always go together, okay? They always go together. I like to think of Pope John Paul II, who forgave the man who shot him, but he forgave him in prison, okay? Forgiveness and justice, they're not separate questions. But for Christians, there's never an escape from this question. How do we forgive? Our Lord gives us no wiggle room. You will forgive one another and from the heart, or you will not be forgiven yourselves. So wouldn't it be great if there was a little switch you could flip, like a light switch, just turn it on? Doesn't work like that. How do we forgive? Well, it's very similar to the entire path of discipleship. The eminently quotable Catholic author Flannery O'Connor, she once said, "Forgiveness is a habit of being." And how do you form a habit? You form it one choice at a time. One choice at a time, one hour at a time, one day at a time. That's how we learn to forgive. You know, it's easy to forgive in the abstract, right? It's beautiful, forgiveness. I recommend it for everybody, especially you, right? Easy. It's when you have something to forgive that it makes it so difficult. And the idea of forgiving monumental injustice is so repugnant until you remember that monumental injustice is exactly what Christ has forgiven of you. On the cross, the place of healing. And that's why he asks us to take up our cross. One of the most burdensome crosses is the cross of forgiving someone from your heart. However, we're well advised to know that if you don't carry that cross on your shoulder, you're going to carry bitterness in your soul. Those are your choices. And so one more day, one more hour, one more choice at a time, we follow the path of forgiveness and healing. And on this day, let's remember all those who died, the terrible monumental injustice of that horrible morning 17 years ago. And let's pray for the repose of their souls as we pray. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace, and may their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.